Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hunfield for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sewell, and Burns drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards third. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaum moves to third. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lind fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Mostill moves to third. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Metzler. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Krause reaches third base with a triple. Sisel goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Summa reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lind moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 5-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Langford now playing center field. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive towards the mound. Adkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.